Good morning. I hope everyone had a great weekend. This is Dominique Sawyer, and I'd like to welcome you to our Safe Money Strategies bi-weekly Monday morning producer power call. We have a lot to cover, so we will go ahead and get started with Scott Harris. Scott?
Thank you, Dominique. I do appreciate that intro, and that was Dominique. She's one of the latest employees at Safe Money, and you'll get to know her a little bit more at some of our events that are coming up, and of course, when you do call in for any questions that you might have concerning what's going on in the world today, and particularly in the annuity marketplace. Lots to cover today, as Dominique had said. We want to, number one, go over what the markets have done, where the direction of the economy is going. But also, Steve is going to talk about a very important date that you want to mark in your calendars, October 16th, where we will talk about the new marketing programs that we have to offer through Safe Money. Steve will cover those in a little bit more detail later on during the power call, but make sure you mark down October 16th from 9 until 12 o'clock. I know a lot of you have been asking about marketing, and it's really a great time to get started right now at the end of the year because it'll kind of help you build some synergy heading into the first of the year and make 2013 even better than 2012. Once again, marketing drives business. We know that. That's why we're having this meeting. Make sure you put that down in your calendar. Let's talk a little bit about the markets and what's transpired the last week and actually since our last power call. And let's look back at the quarter since we did finally finish a quarter for this year in 2012. Stock markets finished the quarter with gains. Obviously, we saw what went on with the Federal Reserve, and that helped to inspire it. But for the quarter, the Dow was up 4.3% and 2.6% for the month of September. So had a great quarter. In fact, the last week, the Dow Jones hit an all-time five-year high, which I think was very exciting for those of you who, obviously follow the stock market. The Dow then did close Friday at 13,437. It's up a little bit again today. And I think look for more volatility, but maybe a slight increase in the market as time goes on. The S&P also had a good quarter. It was up 5.8 for the quarter to close at 1440 on Friday, and the NASDAQ closed at 3116. So all the various indexes did well. All of them initially were inspired because of talk of the Federal Reserve and their QE3. And, of course, we talked about this in the last power call. The Federal Reserve did come out and say that they're going to be purchasing about $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities, basically going forward, no end in sight. That's something that that really is, I think, cause for concern. Obviously, having an unlimited checkbook where they're printing money so thoroughly like that not only adds to our deficit, but also in the event that interest rates do go up, how do we pay this money back? And it looks to me like that's something that's going to happen in the future. And as a result, it just adds more pressure on the pay down of our deficit, leading to less and less economic growth because more money is going to pay off the debt and the interest on the debt than it is going back into the economy to help inspire it and to go into places that could create some jobs. A lot of controversy about Ben Bernanke. I'm seeing a lot of editorials in the Wall Street Journal and other publications talking about how horrific that is going to be for the economy, and it's not going to have much of an effect, only a false wealth effect. Instead of companies' stock prices going up because of good earnings or good revenues, they're going up simply because the Federal Reserve is flooding the economy with liquidity. Not a lot of sense to me there, but what can I say? I don't run the Federal Reserve, and I'm not running for president either. The markets went up despite continuing economic and political problems across the globe. We saw what happened in the Middle East with one of our ambassadors being killed. Right now, obviously, our policy over in the Middle East is a weak one. It's a situation where we don't really have any direction. We want to, I think, try to be the friends of these radicals. They understand weakness, and they're taking advantage of it, and they're rioting across the Middle East, and that trend should continue. We know it was blamed on that little clip of a movie, but in reality, it's the fact that a lot of these radical people know what we're all about here, and that is a weak political party. So that's going to cause some problems, I think, overall for our economy and world economies. We also saw Spain's bonds, they are projected to get downgraded to junk status. As we've talked in previous power calls, the Eurozone is still experiencing problems, in particular Spain, Italy, Greece, We also have problems in France, and obviously those particular countries that have slowed down dramatically help hurt the overall world economy because, you know, China no longer then produces a lot of goods and services to export over there, nor do we, and as a result, we all intermingled with this problem overseas. Now, what's happened recently is that the Eurozone has agreed to do what? Just what we're doing here, print more money. So really, another way to solve the problem is to, again, print more money. What we know what happens there, it's just kicking the can down the road further, adding more debt to the economies and the governments of these particular countries, and causing more and more stress and strain for future generations having to pay this debt off. We also saw the Chicago numbers, which is something that I've watched pretty closely because, you know, what happened in Chicago, Chicago is a main manufacturing base for this country, and area business activity fell more than expected in September and contracted for the first time in 3 years. That is a cause for concern, but, you know, once again, the market continues to go up. But what happens is with that Chicago number, it's, again, the Midwest, in particular, that particular area in the Midwest, it's a hotbed for small manufacturing and middle-sized manufacturing. And if that area is going down and sees less and less demand and they're letting their inventory shrink, it makes a big problem. I guess it's a precursor for what's going to happen nationwide. So once again, keep that in mind because I'm going to talk some things about what's going on next year regarding the economy and what this number actually means to us from an economic growth standpoint. We also saw that spending outpaced wage gains in August due to higher prices, in particular oil. So what's happening is people's wages are either stagnating or they're going down, yet prices continue to go up. You know, once again, what happens is when you flood the economy with liquidity like this, it has a tendency to find its way into commodities. As a result, we're seeing the price for oil and gas go up. We're seeing the price for gold to go up because of the debasement of the dollar, number one. But we're seeing a lot of these dollars go into areas that are forcing commodity prices up. And as a result, we're seeing higher prices for consumers, yet once again, their incomes are not going up. So we're seeing, again, more of the same, although it's getting a little bit worse out there. But once again, it's really just not affecting the stock market as we think it should. Individuals, it's very interesting what's happening right now with this rally in the stock market. And it's something I think we all have to be aware of and cognizant of. Individuals have not gotten back into the stock market yet, okay? They, in fact, pulled $50 billion from the U.S. stock funds from the start of the quarter until September 19th when the data was reported. So they pulled $50 billion out of U.S. stock funds for that quarter. Retail investors then added most of that money back into bond funds. In fact, almost $49.6 billion went into bond funds. So what's happening is there's been a shift. There's a shift of people pulling monies out of the stock market and going into the bond market. Now, what does that tell us about the rally? What does that really tell us? Take a look at who is buying the securities. It's telling us that the average Joe, the average mom and pop, they're not buying into this market, but who is? Institutions and hedge funds, not the individual investor. Why are they doing that? Because they can afford to take the risk of going to the stock markets primarily because of this computerized trading that they can do. They can get in and get out of a position in less than a second. They have these computer algorithms set up to buy and sell securities. In fact, it's very interesting. You can go into a trading room at some of these large hedge funds. There might be one or two guys in there monitoring the computers. That's it. They just want to make sure that the computers don't melt down or anything like that because everything is pre-programmed. So it's very efficient for them. It's very cost-effective because everything is done via computer, and as a result, they're pushing the stock prices up, and as a result, they're making money. But once again, the average investor has not bought onto this rally. Again, last quarter, $50 billion came out of stock funds and went into bond funds. Interesting comments, I think, that I read over the weekend from Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia President Charles Plasser. He said that the Fed's new bond buying program is unlikely to boost growth and could harm the Fed's credibility. So, interestingly enough, this is coming from somebody from the Federal Reserve basically saying, look, all this Fed buying is not going to do the country any good, and it really hurts our credibility. People are beginning to wake up and realize that the latest Fed move is unwarranted and should not have been done. So once again, this is coming from one of the Fed presidents out of Philadelphia, a fellow named Charles Plasser, who carries a lot of weight with the Federal Reserve. Now, one of the things I wanted to discuss, which I touched on earlier in the Power Call, was this talk of recession. I'm seeing more and more articles that are coming out talking and discussing about what's going to happen in 2013. Something that we have to be very, very cognizant of, particularly with the fiscal cliff discussions and the political elections. But just to let you know, once again, our Power Calls, we're here to tell you about reality, what's going on out there, so you have some talking points with your customers, your clients, and your prospects. You need to let them know what's going on, particularly if you're in the safe money arena. If you're in that safe money arena, you need to have some stories to tell people that are truthful about why you need to have monies tucked away in safe positions. If you take a look at reality and the economic numbers, it really points to a very, very slowdown, a big-time slowdown in the economy, and the potential for the recession grows stronger every day. If you take a look at what came out recently for durable goods orders, they fell 13.2% in the month of August. So that sector of the market went way down. Inflation-adjusted personal income fell 0.3% in August. So once again, incomes are going down. Now here's the big one that I felt really, really was a telling tale about what's going on in our economy today. Real GDP has gone down. It started, in fact, it was at 2.4% in the year 2010. It moved down to 2% in 2011. And in the first half of 2012, GDP is averaging 1.6%. So it started at 2.4 in 2010, 2% 2011, and now it's tracking at 1.6%. That's not going to cut it, folks. You've got a GDP that's going down on a daily basis. We're way under 2% right now. We know that we need to have at least 3.5% just to keep up with the demographics of this country. This is pointing more and more to a significant slowdown that first quarter in 2013. In fact, the first 3 years, the recovery has added only 6.7% to GDP, and that's from July 2009 to June 2012. And you take a look, you know, a lot of people have criticized President Reagan and his economic policies back in the 80s, but from January 1983 to December 1985, he added 18.5% in GDP growth the first 3 years of the recovery. So it's 18.5% versus 6.7% during the current economic recovery. We also know that unemployment rate is stuck over 8%, and that's been for over 43 months. We also know that median household income adjusted for inflation fell 1.5% in 2011, even though there was a significant amount of transfer payments, and I'm referring to about government payments to individuals. Nearly 25%, here's an interesting stat too, nearly 25% of Americans aged 25 to 59 are not employed. Again, nearly 25% of Americans aged 25 to 59 are not employed. That's the highest number in 30 years. S&P also downgraded the U.S. government's AAA rating in August of 2011, and it appears that Moody's says that they are ready to lower the rating of our debt here in this country unless Washington gets its stuff together. So once again, we're seeing a lot of issues here. We're seeing one of the last nails in the coffin that I see as a potential big problem for the growth of our economy, and that is what's going on with the tax situation. It's projected that long-term capital gains tax rates are expected to go up to 23.8% from the current 15%. Look for a lot of activity between now and the end of the year. If people happen to have any appreciated assets, you'll see some selling going on in the real estate market if they happen to have some appreciation there, or in maybe some of the stocks that they've owned over a year. But it's projected right now for the long-term capital gains to go up to 23.8%. So one more reason why you need to think about, your clients need to think about having annuities, because once again, it's a tax deferral, but simply because a lot of these asset bases, you take a look, asset values are going to get hammered because of these tax rates that could go into effect after the first of the year, and in all likelihood, they will be going up. maybe not to 23.8, but at least to 20%. So once again, look for that to present a problem for the overall economy and the growth of the economy. And once again, as time goes on, more and more talk is going to be had about heading into a potential recession for 2013. Make sure you are aware of that. Make sure your clients are aware of that. Make sure that you have adjusted portfolios accordingly, and make sure that you talk that safe money game. People want to know where to put their money right now. We are clearly doing a disservice if you're not talking to your clients regularly, because they're afraid, they're uncertain, they want answers, and you as the advisor needs to give them the answers. Okay, that's my segment for the power call. I'm going to bring Steve up right now. As I pointed out early in the beginning of the power call, Steve is going to share with you some information on some excellent marketing ideas that we have gotten together for you to help build your business and to make 2013 a prosperous one. Steve, take it away.
Thanks, Scott. Well, Scott talked about, we've got, you know, a client sitting out there, prospects sitting out there with a lot of concerns about the economy, the markets, confused about what to do about their retirement plan, how are they going to have enough income retirement, be guaranteed it's not going to run out, maybe even keep up with inflation. And sometimes it's frustrating because we know we have solutions for people. We have great products. We have great strategies that can help them achieve the goals that they want. But it's hard to find those people, hard to get the message out of what we have for them, because marketing is always a challenge. How do we bring in new prospects? How do we get to talk to people on a regular basis and tell our story, tell them what we have these great solutions for them? Well, as I mentioned in the previous call, Scott and I have worked all summer on bringing together some new marketing programs and ideas that are going to be available for everybody who's associated with Safe Money Strategies. We spent a lot of time. We put everything together now. We've hooked up with another firm who has proven successful marketing strategies that they have used for their agents and their advisors, and then have taken these people to the next level, and now they're going to be available to you, everybody who works with Safe Money Strategies. And these are things that are just not theoretical, they're proven. There's a number of different strategies, a number of different marketing programs, so depending on what your strengths or particular weaknesses or what your desires of what type of marketing you want to do, we will have those available for you. The way are we going to roll these out is we are going to have a meeting. So if you got a pen, write this down right now. Coming up on the date of October 16th, that's a Tuesday, October 16th, a Tuesday from 9 a.m. to noon, 9 a.m. to noon, and we will have lunch. We are having a meeting. It will be at the Center Club right here in Tampa, which is on the corner of Kennedy and West Shore Boulevard, right on top of the Intercontinental Hotel there. It's a private club up there. Obviously, if you need directions, we can help you with that. Our phone number here, write this down, 866-324-3800. That's 866-324-3800. So that meeting is going to be Tuesday, October 16th. It's going to start at 9 a.m. We're going to run to about noon. Then we're going to have a nice lunch afterwards. And there, Scott and I will be there with the individuals from this other organization that we've brought. They're going to be covering these marketing programs in some detail. You can then find out which, if any, or more than one of them that you want to participate in. Everything's turnkey. We can get you plugged into that. If there's some of the programs need additional training, and those will announce at the meeting. If you want to participate in certain ones, they will be available to you. So this is a must-attend meeting. Once again, Tuesday, October 16th, 9 a.m. to noon. Lunch will follow. Center Club in Tampa, right on the corner of West Shore Boulevard and Kennedy Boulevard. There's the Intercontinental Hotel there. Center Club is right on the top. We would obviously, if you need directions or need help there, how to get there, just give us a call at 866-324-3800. The key is we got to get these marketing programs in place now. We get these in place now, we can finish the end of the year strong, and then we go roaring in the next year, and everybody has a record year and has one of the best years of your career. That's the goal. We know we have the products here with Allianz and Aviva and Great American and ING. The missing link for a lot of people is, how do I get in front of people? How do I get the story out? And we know that has been difficult for a lot of people right now, so that's why Scott and I have spent all this time trying to find these different programs and hooking up with an organization that has them available, that are turnkey, with many different options that are proven, that people have used for years and been successful with them, and now they will be available to you through us here at Safe Money Strategy. Scott and I will still be here working with you on all these, but you need to come to this meeting. So guess what? I'm going to mention it one more time. Tuesday, October 16th, 9 a.m. to noon at the Center Club in Tampa. If you would like to attend, you have to call us and let us know. If I talked to you already or Scott's talked to you and you said you're going to be there, that's fine. Once again, the phone number for that to call us is 866-324-3800. But please come to this, because this is the key to finishing the year strong and going into next year and just having the best year of your career and taking your business to the next level. So we look forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, call us. Obviously, if you have any questions in the meantime on marketing or case design or product, that's what we're here for. But this is the most exciting development in the history here at Safe Money Strategies. We are so happy to be able to bring these various marketing programs and strategies and make them available to you so you can get in front of prospects on a regular, consistent basis. And by doing that, you're going to sell more than ever, because the products are phenomenal and they meet the needs and the desires of clients. But the frustration is get in front of somebody to tell them about it. Now we're going to help you solve that problem. So we look forward to seeing you. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Make sure you're there. Call us if you're going to come. If I talk to you, Scott's talked to you, like I said, it's fine. We already got you on the list. If we haven't, then call us and register for that so we can have you on the list. And, you know, we got to make sure that there's enough food there for the lunch. That's the most important thing, right? So we look forward to seeing you guys in a couple weeks. Obviously, if you have any questions before then, just give us a call. Scott, anything else?
I think that's it, Steve.
All right. Once again, look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. But don't wait. If you got a sale this week, you're seeing somebody this week, you got an idea this week, go out and do it, because you got to put things into place right now, because we know time to get everything rolling. So we'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.